Greetings again, those of us walking with Jesus through the month of May. It's May 27th. It's episode 27. Today we come to the end of the Gospel of Mark. And tonight we have our discussion group at 7 o'clock on Zoom with the link attached to this email. For those who would like to share in the discussion, and maybe talk about how to use the next 4 days in May to complete our little Jesus experience. But until then, I've got the kava tea today. We're coming down to the end of our time in myrrh candle, getting close to the bottom of the little glass holder, and we've got some work to do. We're still walking with Jesus. Yesterday, remember, we had the burial and then the empty tomb. And we had verse 8 of chapter 16, which ended what was believed to be all the words that we had for the gospel. We read the shorter ending of Mark, and then today we have what's known as the longer ending, verses 9 through 20. So today for our reading, I'll start with verse 8 from chapter 16 and go all the way on through chapter 20, leaving out the shorter ending of Mark. So let's gather our things and let's band together. And let's hear these words. So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Now, after he rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, from whom he had cast out 7 demons. She went out and told those who had been with him while they were mourning and weeping. But when they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they would not believe it. After this, he appeared in another form to 2 of them as they were walking into the country. And they went back and told the rest. But they did not believe them. Later, he appeared to the 11 themselves as they were sitting at the table, and he upbraided them for their lack of faith and stubbornness, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had risen. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and proclaim the good news to the whole creation. The one who believes and is baptized will be saved. But the one who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. By using my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes in their hands. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover." So then Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and proclaimed the good news everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the message by the signs that accompanied it. And thus concludes the Gospel of Mark, all the way through chapter 16, verse 20. So let's settle in. Let's reflect upon this journey we've had together, where we've been, what we've seen, what we've heard, how we felt. And now let's let these final words own the day today and soak in to our soul as we hear them again. So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Now, after he rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, from whom he had cast out 7 demons. She went out and told those who had been with him, while they were mourning and weeping. But when they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they would not believe it. After this, he appeared in another form to 2 of them, as they were walking into the country. And they went back and told the rest, but they did not believe them. Later, he appeared to the 11 themselves as they were sitting at the table, and he upbraided them for their lack of faith and stubbornness, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had risen. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and proclaim the good news to the whole creation. The one who believes and is baptized will be saved, but the one who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. By using my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes in their hands. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover." So then the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and proclaimed the good news everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the message by the signs that accompanied it. Amen. How's it feel to have gone through the Gospel of Mark, the whole Gospel, in less than a month? Tonight we'll have our usual discussion, and I'm keeping my plans open for what to do for the next 4 days, or for June for that matter. So I hope you bring some ideas or thoughts. If not, you can email them to me or text me. But as for right now, we've got some final words from our Lord Jesus. Let's hear what he has to say. "Seek my face at the beginning of your day. This practice enables you to put me on and wear me throughout the day. Most people put on clothes soon after arising from bed. Similarly, the sooner you put me on by communicating with me, the better prepared you are for whatever comes your way. To wear me is essentially to have my mind, to think my thoughts. Ask the Holy Spirit to control your thinking. Be transformed by this renewal within you. Thus, you are well equipped to face whatever people and situations I bring your way. Clothing your mind in me is your best preparation for each day. This discipline brings joy and peace to you and those around you." Amen. Putting on and wearing Christ today. It's May 27th, 2020. It's Pastor Bob. And we hope to talk with you tonight, and if not, in the days ahead. But as for today, go ahead. Put on Jesus. Take on the mind of Christ. And give him your thoughts. And follow the lead of the Holy Spirit.